I think it's of particular concern this year with economic prices being down in general. Having crops sitting there not being able to get to it is awfully frustrating. As you know, it's been a strange weather year. We feel like the yields are going to be pretty good if we can actually get to the crop, but we need this rain to kind of peel off and have about 18 days of sunshine. Otherwise, maybe we ought to start building an ark.
Well, I mean, is it going to take 18 days for the ground to dry out enough to support the equipment that needs to get out there?
Well, I don't think it'll, 18 days is kind of greedy, but I do think that it is going to take a few days for it to dry out for people to get going. I mean, I think farmers from around the state are certainly going to push the limit. If the sun will just break here and things will start drying up just a little bit, they'll start, those beans and corn, they're ready to go. So I know the cotton down in the Boot Hill, I was just recently down there. There's quite a bit of that sitting in the field, so it's getting to be a critical time, and we just need the sun to break through and to stay out for a few days.
Well, even if they can get into the fields, is there a potential moisture problem for what's there?
You bet. There's always that risk, and when you have that much moisture, as you well know, you run the chances for rot. But we're hopeful that with the if the sun can just break through and the temperatures hold, we'll be able to get that crop out.
I remember years ago when I was in high school, I worked at a bin site over in Illinois, and we took in a lot of corn. And one of the key things was, what was the moisture factor in that corn? Well, the corn was dry enough to store.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suppose that at this point, is the corn that's ready for harvest, is the grain itself in pretty good shape in terms of moisture content, or is that an issue?
Well, I think that's going to be something that we're going to have to watch for as we move forward. I know the stuff that's already in was able to survive without too much of a moisture issue, but, it's a real concern of what's out there now. And like I said, this is the time, a little bit past time, but this is the time for that sun to break through.
I guess if you got to look on the good side, though, there is the issue of at least you're going to have good soil moisture through the winter. Would you not?
Well, that's true. You know, it's been such a strange year, both moisture-wise and in terms of just the unseasonably cool weather. I mean, anytime you have a June that's actually warmer than your July, you're in for a strange season. And then, of course, we've had all this moisture in the late part of the summer and early part of the fall, which is carried through. And so, most of the crop forecasts still have very high yields, but we're just going to have to get it out. Otherwise, that won't hold.
Do we have very much winter wheat in Missouri?
We have a little. We have a little. That's one of the beautiful things about Missouri is that we're so diversified. I mean, we still have a little tobacco. We even got one peanut farmer. We've got just about every commodity you want to have, and I think that's one of our strengths. And I think that's also why you see, particularly on the crop side, that we haven't been hit quite as hard as some other states. In that we've, why I'm not taking anything away about the severity of the economic crisis. We're very diversified as a state, both economically and particularly agriculturally.